in order to again cut through or stop that grasping or clinging of the existing of form, to stop, to get rid of that. The negation is here, no form, no sound.
De feon du de namdang ba segobe jumseam bena kasegore da category de masuna lower yin be jumsen de den sub me seon du den ton tan ba de la sub me be cha ji yeba ji kuran ge da kasegore sub me be ge cha yeba ji jege da namdang da masuna surjik ton yong go yor ba del den se ge yor
so why this particular approach is known as ultimate truth of the classification. Classification is such that when it is taught or said no form, there is also the understanding of the negating the existence of form. There's the form, so there's negating that no form. So since it goes in a stage by stage or gradual step of such that it is used formed as the classification or towards the going to understand the ultimate truth.
Oh, then ni ba ti namda ma yin be tundam sung wa res. Namda ma yin be tundam sung ya de khang sung ge yore sena. Then de yang dan dan ana ju hat sudra na ran sung ba res. Then su tong ba wo tong ba ni le su she ma yin no si sung ba re. Su khora then ma ju ba tong ba re. Tong ba de yang su re se ne dan dor na tongbata sukthini sunju tachikto mega samjima yemba sunju ki kap suandres.
So then the next approach, that ultimate truth without the classification, again it comes from the very heart sutra, is that form is emptiness, emptiness is form. So now here again, that the union, inseparability of the form and emptiness, they're not totally negated one, but shown that union or inseparability, form being emptiness, or emptiness is the form.
Tetsene, that in this chene, tapena sune, namjink pardula, pena tat tongbatang, tene suktang, tatini condona, sunjuk, sune, tene tongbani, sidu, tati do kaya, tene meba, tene. Tuba meba gagwe kicha maim bana kaya meba chigi tongbe kicha tamji maim ba tene kasore sotong sung jupe rashi ba chi sung yo res.
So therefore it helps one to understand in this form that when you are explained or brought up the idea of the emptiness, the whole idea of the emptiness is not the extreme emptiness, void, non-existence. But the emptiness has also that two qualities or nature. The emptiness, yet their clarity. And the emptiness, which is the union of such.
Ani number this tene tela tene kunzopta tandam sungju stenta pena. Suk tongba wo sundu suk khurang ngo de ra jima tu ba tongba re thanda ba re den ne tongba the la ten ne suk namba na su sunang ge yor kunzup re yes this da kunzup thanda sungju se ya de.
So because of that one come to the understanding of the union of the relative and ultimate truth, because things, everything being empty or emptiness, and since that emptiness has also the quality of the unobstructed nature of clarity, there is the form, is possibility.
And since,
which is the relative, the emptiness being the ultimate, so it is union.
Kunzop to suk na shimba thi, na shimba koran de ran shimba tu ba yimba. Tandam.
And that very form, the unobstructed nature of the clarity of the emptiness, able to accommodate or to experience the form, that form is again not independent, solid, concrete, therefore that is ultimate.
Oh, tendes sene ta dorna kunzop dan tendam sungju sidu ta dorna kun thon thambe ge nelu thi kunzop pa ka ne tene tendam su drube ge tene tendam de mayimba kunzop dan tendam ni ngandu meba ngawa meba sundu juba khani imba thela tene tendam de tembase ge yores.
So in the idea of the relative and the absolute truth, that you are not rejecting relative truth and try to experience ultimate truth. The ultimate truth in this sense simply to understand the very relative truth which could be understood or which is indeed itself inseparable with the ultimate nature or truth which has no basic, solid, concrete existence on its own that you think as relative. So therefore it is not being not different, separate from the ultimate truth. That is the whole idea of the inseparability of relative and ultimate truth. And that is the whole meaning of ultimate.
Yena yang tani thangbu ngotu da masuna chebe kapsula tani kunzop singe chikshe thandam singe chikshe ne tini yewa chegu yores kunzop da thandam ni yewa machena tapena ngaran zu sung yore kunzop la ne maten ba thambe thune to men yores tani kunzop la maten ba la thandam be ne to thugu me song ti song za kunzop da thandam di yewa so su chea de ke chembre chebe mase tani kunzop da thandam kunzop da ba thandam da ni si chene tan dem dem ba ni ge ne lu tin des yores yena ya thardu thandam be ne lu to yondu tani kunzop ka ne thandam to ba ma yin ba kunzop de ni thandam sunju do to ba khan yin ba thela tani thandam da ba se ge yores.
So therefore that although that relative and absolute are inseparable union, but in order to approach to such understanding at the beginning, it is necessary to separate the relative truth, ultimate truth. The reason why it is necessary to separate is that in many teaching it is also said that without understanding the relative truth aspects, one cannot come to the actualization, perfection of understanding the ultimate truth. So to bring to that fruition, that first one has to begin with the relative truth understanding. In order to begin such, that sort of separation between relative and ultimate is necessary. But in ultimate sense, the very relative truth have been understood as non-existence and on not on its own independently, that itself becoming the ultimate nature, that there are no separation. And the whole idea of the coming into the realization of ultimate truth is not that you have rejected relative truth understanding and have got open, got to the ultimate, but simply having learned, simply realized that the union, the inseparability of relative and ultimate truth, that is ultimate.
Oh, hi. That this channel, that I'm showing you, that I'm going to do that. And I'm going to go to the seven years. Then it's going to go on that. Then it happened. 자외게 군접도 된담세야 돼 된대지 모두 전에 되네 도공 건다 디 디콜 식시기스 되네 대답이 그 단다 단단 간주 해야 돼 제단 그 치기 되네 나와를 자네 셰브레스 되네 도공 건다 얘게 다 대답이 그 치기 나와를 자네 제단 그 바탕 가는 주 곧 대외 그 단다 치 나와를 자네 셰그 요래 대 오늘 제나 코란티 군접도 된담기 배나 세나야리 Tene taga na shenge rangshin matu ba taan Tene namba sarwa sena yare Ti koran naal su Samke Naal su jar gugu yore Ti sonza yindu ti jar ne Kandes jane nyam su lan gugu yoba Bena ta rigba zamjik tone ma yinba Tene sri sawa ma yinba Tene gyul kandes jar gugu yoba tone Nga togon shiye yins Ani ti tanda kenan tu chwanda yun shiye Ta tanda chidangi
So this morning I have touched briefly on the relative and absolute truth, on its again inseparability of the relative and absolute truth, relating with our external phenomena, which is simpler to our mind to really accept, to understand the whole concept of the relative and ultimate truth. And however, that having introduced to the union of the relative and ultimate truth relating to the external phenomena or existence, that this afternoon I would like to speak more upon the relative and ultimate truth relating to the very much inner mind, particularly not using, but in this morning sense we use some of our logic intellect to understand that the relative and ultimate truth, but afternoon I would like to I'd like to explain the whole again concept of the relative and ultimate truth based upon our mind. How do we really develop such experience through the meditation aspect rather than outer or through the intellectual means? And so I'll be further continuing the such a teaching on that. And meantime, there are some time for us to have a question and answer based upon what I have said this morning. Any questions, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes. I understand the clarity and the potential for, but in going the other way, understanding relative truth in the ultimate sense, other than knowing that it's not independently existing, knowing that something is made up of many parts, does that realization itself logically take you to the sense of emptiness in form, or is there some other approach?
This is the concept.
That repeat on the Tombany in Batan, the name of Mea Hako and the Tombany in Hakura, let no red on Mea, send that to anything Tombany, Muni, Toyal, no river, can the rest send to.
Pena Rick Pat some corner at any. Tene tombany turned over said Shiragalekaures. Tell Tene Bena Yamne Tabena Yamnon Koguris. Inaya Rigbeki Bena Netsu Hamagobala. Tene Tangbune tombany Yamne Company Sawa Tian Shiragalekaures. This sounds a tene tiny change I had had a catch and grace. Kongsel did.
It is extremely unusual and difficult to come to the actual realization of emptiness through simply logical understanding of the emptiness. It has to be related with actual meditation to come to the actual realization of emptiness. But again, to apply the meditation upon the emptiness, some form of the intellectual understanding of the emptiness is necessary to apply that meditation, but to come to actual the realization that without the really practice, intellectually one cannot really come up.
This one's a yina yantini, gomba tela tawa yanta was guguyority, tene tambo turbal teni yuguyoris.
So, because of such, that meditation requires a good understanding of view. And view implying that you have a good understanding of the teaching, which mostly, again, Buddhist term used as learning, understanding, or hearing, that you have heard, understood teaching well, which is the quite development of the view, then you can apply practice or meditation. Any more questions?
Interdependence of being, yet we, it's totally explanatory. And I sort of have two questions. One is what glib, and the other one's very serious. Does the tail of the yak still exist once one has absolute truth? This is a glib question. And secondly, if we can analyze something for on the interdependence, and we come down to a point of there is nothing essential behind any thing that we consider existent, and yet we take the idea of samsara and nirvana being interunited, then and having this inner cohesion, that our delusion keeps us in samsara, that our liberation is in nirvana or in the absolute. Is that in a sense not saying that the absolute is in fact dependent upon the interdependence of samsara?
Mm-hmm.
And if it is or is not, then I question what is in fact liberating.
Those labda. Tanda ngaran suge. Chua tangbu dengye yagu chukonun kotsun maso. 다주완이버들 간지 조 단단으로 된도와 되네 된데레스 단단 알아한 속에 단대기 깝게 코로와타 냥에는 데버스야 지기 되네 단다 다 측점 지기 암 짐바지 여러바스 코로와타 냥엔다 티텐데 코와다 되네 냥에는 데버 냥에는 데버 되네 코와데스 하고송아 예나양 되네 된 담백 배나 단대기 간한 속에 갑기 코 콘데시아티 덴데텔 덴레스 이나양 덴데 턴 담베 코랑기 네루캄 다냥에는 데바티 덴이 에나 콘데 니린 데바티 콘데 냐바니 도바텔라 스기여 선자드니 덴데는 데 군데 고르 바스 고소마 가소
This whole question could be again looked at from two different angles. That if we speak such the idea of the relative, samsara and nirvana, from the at present state of mind, yes, then it is quite correct that samsara is interdependent to nirvana and nirvana is interdependent.
To
and because of such that we sort of separate the two things, the samsara, nirvana, although it is in our ordinary, at the present state of mind, they very much, yes, sort of interdependent. But when we talk about the ultimate reality, ultimate truth, that very ultimate stage of the level of our consciousness or understanding is beyond any interdependent connection.
And
that realization of the nirvana, which is ultimate, is again going beyond the experience of the inseparability of samsara and nirvana. That is the ultimate. In ultimate stage, it's going beyond such.
단대 내가 그 코와다 냥에는 데서 해도 괜찮아서 그래요. 이나양 원에 냥에는 데서 공부한테 말했어.
So at the present state of our mentality, the samsara and nirvana, it is very much what you have felt and explained that they are sort of sounds interdependent, but the ultimate stage of the nirvana is not.
다르지 매부 텔라 타와스
The beyondness when you get beyond
there's nothing to liberate 간데스잖아
In what way?
is there one among us who experiences this? Can that be experienced by a human being? That ultimate state?
In the yes.
Sure, why not? yes.
Inaya, nyamsunyo tukures, inaya rosa yomades.
It has to be experienced or realized. You cannot walk towards that place. You know, it has to be realized with the mind realization.
Concerning traces or bhakchad, are all traces that one experiences come from individual experience, let's say in this life or previous life? Or there is some kind of collective pool of these traces, like Alaya Vishnana or something, that they would come into one's awareness from some kind of collective place. And also I'm interested, when one goes from lifetime to lifetime, where are these traces recorded? Where is the memory that carries from lifetime recorded? Tibetan teaching is that the mind comes into the heart,
and then exits. But where is the memory recorded? And it is. Because, when I was saying that the lesson is that, glassing at the Kalshag Yorisena, then a new Sunzimbeg and now you but now the Mashik Patesitula, then a lessing at Yungu Yoris, Paksati. Then a delay tell a young, then a run so sug letang, then a collective skitty ni Yungu Yoris. They indu, then a dona, new Sunzimbeg, Ninzing and Zimba the Mashik Patula, the Yungu Yoris, the Jujente and the Yungu Yoris.
The one experiences the karma.
Oh, you can't get that.
Or in your case, as the habitual pattern. As long as we have a grasping, clinging to the dualistic idea, and the karma is experienced individually, and that of the collective karma both. It is experienced because we have the notion of the fixation upon the dualistic idea. So when the circumstances are met in certain form, that very habitual pattern or karmic habitual pattern is being sort of incited, and therefore you experience karma.
Ane disigyores tene ta ninzin ki nisun zimbe nawam debatelot ninzin le ton rodu tene rang shuke tene bena rang susu gele ina yare tene tumo gele ina tele tene gal bena ton rogu yare stella liberations ming ta bare mato mixe sur tu khaya yo mares zimbat
so you break the habitual pattern of the dualistic mind, breakthrough such, then you become victorious over the personal karma and that of the collective karma, because you have broken through the very notion of the dualistic mind. So that is known as a liberation also.
This is a dorna less yati than a nisunzimbeki paksatilistiki or resta.
So in short, that karma really means the habitual pattern that has we have built through the dualistic mind.
Ani kenang ti pen shiwe ne kapsu la khawasya ge yore se ya sik do. Ti khawasya ge yore se na ta ngaron chu ge chidang ge ta khase ore ngomba nal se ba da se ba yina. Tani Less of a take part of the Gunshin number seven things shall be yours. We are Gunshin number six. This is the Kansi or the Senna, then a Kanji Shaksas in the Mixer Kaya Kogio Mari, then a Bena Sem Koran T, Bena Nis Ninzing and now the Yoks Hatu, then Zimba Yuba the Dene, then a Pazat and Sugar Yuba. Yes. This one's a then a Koran get under Namshi Chil turned, then a Kalashagi or a Signagi or a stick shedding, then mix a sharp Misha Kayam and Pazas in the Yonis.
Then the other question that where it's being stored, such a karma or the habitual pattern which you have asked, is that according to many forms of teaching, particularly that of the Abhidhamma and so forth, that when we die or separate ourself from
the body,
and in actually general in our regular life, whatever negative or positive action we engage in, it is very much stored in the alaya consciousness, which is the ground, very much basic, the alaya consciousness. And so it has no really basic formation of where the location in the body, but again, it is the alaya consciousness is very much the clinging, the grasping of the dualistic mind. That is very much where it has been developed, habitual patterns. Any more questions?
Where you being achieves the ultimate perception, a perception of the ultimate, does that happen for a brief moment like this for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then the obscurations come back again, mm-hmm. and then later on another brief moment, the obscurations come back, or is it a process where are there human beings that achieve this state where the obscurations don't keep coming back?
There is. Jadangke, ngarang tu tuh dah nampak kondo la misalnya ini naya tiga, tuan tambah ke nilu tis kurang sistem ke nilu yang berteh ni, tuh dah nampak kondo syarikat yes jadi, tida syarikat orang yes. Ini naya yang, jadi ngosye tu matup ngomasye ba, mana dikap sudu ngosye tu ke yang mari, tida ngosye matup teh yang, jadi pernah tuh tida ngarang tu sistem jadi ciri yul yang ni. Then what she took your maris. Then re case what she took by in a young. Then a what she but some jiki. Then a soon day. Then a new mumba someone got. Then a gang gagbati trova dish. Shira Galekabures some of those. That really near in your sick Yama chumba do you or the in a young Galekabures. Then a till ten eh. Then a rim jiggy gombal ten eh. Then a this. Moshe bade, bena salur do. Then dambasen, then remember make. Then tatu yon tu yon is.
Generally, that every one of us, in the what state of mentality we are, in ordinary and that of the supreme form, that the ultimate nature. Is very much of the mind, is very much present within us all the time. It is almost inseparable from that ultimate state. We are always there. Again, that because of a tremendous distraction of the mind, although it is always ever present within ourselves, we fail to recognize that very state. It is there. So since we fail to recognize, we are unable to experience such, although it is ever present there. And in my own understanding that one could have such a glimpse of realization of such, that ultimate nature of oneself or perception as according to you put it.
But, Lamegung or Judah, social till tene, yon tuguyores. Yinaya, the Moshe, but some jail tene, troll tubezi, Shiragana.
So that glimpse of recognition or realization of that ultimate nature is possible through again blessing of Guru, his introduction, empowerment, and so forth. But that alone is not sufficient to continue on that very understanding or realization. One need to develop furthermore clearance, understanding, enrichment of that very realization or experience by again meditating, applying meditation regularly upon oneself. That could lead oneself to stabilize, so to speak, of that experience in oneself. So generally that realization and liberation and immediate is possible. It's not impossible, but very rare. Developmentness.
The Karmapa wrote a song, and in that song there's a line where it says, when samsara and nirvana fall into step, could you explain that a little bit, please?
Fall into step?
Into step.
This is the konde niti.
Step for the genzare, the kind. Marimba is the sat.
Like the 2 feet. Yeah, 2 feet they're going along together.
Yeah, genzare is the kali kali. Marimba is the same sort of one.
Ane ti sungguh yar wa, ti pernah ti kau ti sungguh kan sungguh yar sana, pernah, tak ti cedang ki song ti, tak, karena tu guru sang mah, Then it's chasing gur, da casaore, then it turned up in gurseva, Tagas and a song my name, turned up in gurva. They do this one's a and the teacups swing at Tella, then a coa sing at the pa ga, and then young and devil sing at the two drub knee, and it took cinema is coa, then young and devil tin knee, then a gangba.
It's very really the song of ultimate, which is known as the ultimate Mahamudra Doha. It's the not ordinary song. Because it is the ultimate Doha, it explains here again according to the teaching or the songs of His Holiness. That realization of the nirvana you cannot achieve through rejecting samsara. Try to adapt nirvana, but it has to come again, as we have explained, learning that the inseparability of the samsara and nirvana, not rejecting samsara as negative, and so not taking as nirvana as positive, attaching to that, but rather that inseparability, understanding inseparability, and therefore come to the fruition like a step. You take the step with your two legs, one after another, in stages.
Continuation of the question that he asked, and concerning the interview that His Holiness Dalai Lama gave, in which he said that according to Buddhist tradition, both Buddha Shakyamuni and Kashyapa were considered to attain complete Buddhahood. Yet,
Buddha Shakyamuni?
And Kashyapa? Kashyapa was, I think, Buddha's successor.
Oh, yeah, I see. Kashyapa.
And that although they have attained the complete Buddhahood, they're not the same person. They're not. It's not the same consciousness. Like, you know, that they retain their individuality. I don't understand what retains individuality. It's not the, you know, the members. Because usually there is a concept that once the complete Buddhahood is attained, there's no more individuality. The individuality is gone.
Mm. 타시 그냥 그 뒤 뭔가 그 사람한테 인지를 쓴 건데 무슨 배나 당보 코너 뭐 쪽에 다 배나 산지 시작이 두가 당 되네 단다 더 강세고 다때 몇 대를 진짜 나래
자어
뒤니 당보 배나 탐지 캠백을 나 너 드웨베 값을라 드웨베 값을라 되네 좀 소스 소스 그라 좀 람 소스 그 드웨네 되네 탐지 캠백에 이 신문도 출발을 봤어 Then you want to choose Habe Capsula. Then a bena sosuri say at 10 day. Then I ran to get bena sosuki long on a china. That corner many six sandy shaggy to very six corners. Jenny, you are the inner corner number two gay da casore. Tamsi can be shaking on it. Nah, my red corn cargo is some bit today. You are so in the inas.
Anyway, it seems that initially that the manner how Shakyamuni Buddha and the other teacher that you have been explaining began...
Is that one of the successor of the Lord Buddha?
Yes.
Seven.
Yes.
But does His Holiness said that the Shakyamuni Buddha and then one of his successors will be the same realization?
Well, he said that both of them are considered to attain complete Buddha. And, you know, I don't know, this is what I read in the internet. Mm-hmm. And
because, you know, the reason I'm saying is that because Shakyamuni Buddha is, we call it Buddha. And the other successors, we call it arhats.
Yes,
so
yes.
That makes, you know...
Like, in that, it's a big difference. But I think the point that he was making is that when someone attains Buddhahood, then individuality is not lost. And I don't know if that, you know, I'm not just an asking.
다 가이나메나 디니다 텐데지레스 이나양 다 수이나야 탐지캠바 수이나양 산지가 컴바토바 이나야 데네 individual loss to kaya ma sheba ji peje deni so so yore sung yo ma kaya ma sheba ji da la so wanda ten de ma de sung yo jures ten de ben ra la so wanda ma yin ba ma se pe ke ten de tel ten ne ten de trube ko gen sim jeng ro de khana khan don ze ge yo bas de sung yo jures
now that basically that the fully realized being when the such term is used as individual loss, that they are not totally in loss. They have no such a potential, but in the sense of this enlightenment to any, on the wisdom aspect that they have completely developed, and because of such development of that they have also developed such a capacity of emanating into many thousand forms, to benefit living beings, so that the selfishness is probably absent. But rather than that, the enlightened being, in a general, anybody who is fully realized or enlightened, means that this person has developed the omniscient state of mind or wisdom to actually benefit living beings by emanating uncountable self or being of
himself.
That would have been explained that way, probably.
The enlightened person who still has the illusory body, has this particular body in which he can send emanations.
Yes, that's what we call Dhammakaya. No, it's not the